We continue in our scripture reading. We come now to Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. You'll find it on page 1279 in the Pew Bible. Now, the writer of Hebrews has been dropping a name for a couple of chapters, and that name is Melchizedek. And you may have been wondering, when is he going to explain Melchizedek? The answer is in chapter 7. Now, we know from Genesis, our studies, that Melchizedek is this enigmatic priest of the Most High in Jerusalem. The writer of Hebrews points out that he is king of Salem, priest of the Most High God. And remember, the argument of Hebrews is that these Jewish Christians should not be tempted to renounce Jesus to go back to Judaism. And all through the book, Jesus is better than angels. Jesus is better than Joshua. He's a better redeemer than Moses. He's a better high priest than Aaron. And that's the point he's making here. The high priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the significance of it. It really is the most concentrated teaching in the whole New Testament on the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And the point he makes here is that Jesus is of a different order of priest than the Levitical priests of Israel. In fact, it's a higher order. And he makes the point that Abraham in Genesis 14 paid tithes to Melchizedek. Well, the Levitical priests were in Abraham. And so it's as if they were paying tithes. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham. It's the superior who blesses the lesser. And so Jesus, if he's of the order of Melchizedek, is of a higher priesthood. Don't go back to the older one, which is lesser. Now, this really is one of the great chapters, I think, of the New Testament, because he emphasizes the eternal and endless priesthood of Jesus. And the Jewish interpreters would often take details of an Old Testament narrative, and they would paint them into the biography of the person. Melchizedek's a classic example. He appears in Genesis 14 without a genealogy. Everybody else has a genealogy. He leaves Genesis 14 with no record of him afterwards. And so the writer of Hebrews, he's talking of the literary Melchizedek, not the actual Melchizedek, that he has no father or mother or genealogy, neither beginning nor end of days. He resembles the Son of God in his priesthood. A lot of people argue that Melchizedek is Jesus. He can't be, because we're told that he resembles him. But you see, the way that the Melchizedek appears in the Bible, he's saying, is a picture of Jesus. He has an eternal origin, and his is a priesthood that's never going to end. Don't renounce Jesus, whatever you do. There will never be a time in all eternity when he is not reigning as king, one who is our priest. Every provision we could ever have, a priest who made the sacrifice for us, who prays for us. He's actually the sovereign king of the universe, and he always will be. You go ahead to verse 25. It's his punchline. He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, because he lives forever. Well, let's enter into this, verses 1 to 10 of Hebrews 7. This is the word of the Lord. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him. And to him Abraham apportioned a tenth of everything. He is first, by translation of his name, king of righteousness. Then he is also king of Salem, that is king of peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. See how great this man was, to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils. And those descendants of Levi who received the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers, though these are also descended from Abraham. But this man, who does not have his descent from them, received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. It is beyond dispute that the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, tithes are received by mortal men, but in the other case, by one of whom it is testified that he lives. One might even say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham. For he was still on the loins of his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.